Parshas Baloscha is pregnant with so many important topics. The question is, what's a theme? Is there a theme that you can walk out through the whole Parshas Baloscha to walk out with something tangible? I've been thinking about it all week. And just to understand where we're at, because some people would say complaining. This is when the complaining starts. You can even look at the beginning of the Parsha, Aaron's complaining that it's not fair. Look at the other Nesiim, they got everything, we didn't get to it. But I think that that's not the exact theme that needs to be focused on. I think like I mentioned a little bit earlier this morning, there's a certain level of, we just finished having that Kamas HaMishkan. It means we have a center focus, especially according to the Ramban, that says you're supposed to take the Har Sinai experience and apply it to your every single day. I think you have to picture right now that we've been on Har Sinai now for almost a year. And this is the realm of what's going on now at the beginning of Baloscha. So Hashem says, you have the menorah. You have this ability to have what the menorah and this concept of the re'iyah of the Eish of Torah, of the Eidut, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Eidut, the testimony that Hashem's Shekhinah is very much alive, which on a certain level, as you're traveling, and some of the challenges are going to come up. But that's what the beginning of the parsha is telling you. You should know. You have the menorah, that it's the Eidus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for you. And then right after that, you have the Levim. Again, talking about the Levim, very much it talks about the Levim and here their role of being separate and being tahor. As much as it doesn't talk about the Mishmeret, we know possibly it's telling us again the Levim's role is to make sure to be there, to help us as the teachers, as the leaders, to make sure as we're going to go through the Midbar experience, make sure you're keeping Torah fresh, keeping the Ribono Shel Olam and the Har Sinai experience as very clear in their conscience. And as you move ahead in the Parsha, that way, it continues. And then it talks about Pesach Sheni, which we know is coming to the Pesach Sheni is connected to Eretz Yisrael. The whole concept of the Pesach is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Vayaki tavol haaretz. And the idea of that it's literally Re'iyah. It was far from them, right? They weren't able to do it. For some reason, you're not able to do it. The challenges of it not always being as much as, wow, we have the Har Sinai and everything is great. But on a certain level, there are times that we weren't able to do it. We were Tamei, we were Rechok. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that it's up to your Ratzon. You can continue Lama Nigara. You can continue with that experience. And as long as Revi, right after that, Uviyom Akimet HaMishkan, as we had said, it's what? Api Hashem Yisun, Api Hashem Yachanu. We have the Amuresh. Again, we have this fire of Torah. We have the Pesach Sheni telling us that you don't have to be worried if you're going to stumble a little bit. Hashem is there working together with you. You even have, right after that, the Shtei Chatzotrot Kesef. It's not just about the seeing, it's about what? The hearing, the Nasa V'Nishma, the Re'iya, Ro'im Et HaKolot, Ro'im Et HaNishma. So it's sounding great. And then what happens? And then they start leaving, right after the Degalim. And then, right before leaving, though, again, the tremendous focus of Re'iya, what happens? We talk to Yitro. Vayomer Moshe lechovav ben Reuel ha-Midjani, chotei Moshe, nosim anachnu. We're excited. We're going el ha-makom asher amar Hashem. Oto etein lachem. Lecha yitanu, come with us. Ve'itavnu lach. Ki Hashem diber tov al Yisrael. You're part of this. Vayomer ilav lo eilech. Right, it's the anti-lech lecha experience of Yitro. Lo eilech. Ki im el artzi vel mol arati eilech. Literally. Everything I just said is the build-up. And Yitro, it's not just by chance. Yitro is part of Maimon Har Sinai, part of Parsha Yitro. So too over here. We are now having this Kabbalah HaTorah. We've been on Har Sinai for almost a year. We're going, all the preparation, the Levim, the Chatzotz Road, everything. He says, no, thank you. But then he says, we plead with Vayomer, Al na tazov otanu, don't forsake us. Ki al kein yadata chanotenu bamidbar, vayita lanu le'inayim. Again, the concept of Einayim. What does it mean, the Einayim? Is it just a physical that he's the Mora Derech? We didn't have ways then. So he just knows, he knows. He is the ultimate Mora Derech. He knows all the places. That's one shot. Some Rishonim have a big problem with this. You know why? We just finished saying that who's our tour guide? God's our tour guide. Right? If you want to be a tour guide, Minayim, the answer is God. It's a godly position. God was a great tour guide. Right? Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisu. We have the Amud Eish. Do I need... So some will say, look, it's for the... Rabbi Nabachai brings down the opinion that it's for the lacking in a moon of that way. We need more of a physical. Some say, Vayita Lanu Le'inayim, that all the nations are going to see that you are there with all the Gevura, all of the Nisim. What happens? Then you left. It's a big Chal Hashem. But the other Perush, Vayita Lanu Le'inayim, is what we need you as part of the Kabbalah Sator experience. Yitro, you're that outside perspective. That's helping us, just like you helped us to make sure within our judicial system. We need you there. We need you as Einayim. You're part of it. The Ger, we love you. Einayim, we love you. Rashi brings down. So what happens then? This is where it all goes wrong. This is what Chazal bring up. So they actually left. All of this was preparation. All this, right before leaving, this is what you got to do before leaving yeshiva. This is what it's about. But then, Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shosh Yamim. And what is it? This is what Chazal call us, the Puranut Rishona. Rashi says, it's because they started asking for Basar at this point, which I think is a Siman. It's a Siman of losing the perspective. Because that's Vayia Am Kimitonim Rab Oznei Hashem, the Oznaim, the Shmia. To mevakeish alilas, Rashi said, you're trying to, you're looking for things. A lot of people, when I tell them, when they go to YU, I tell them, stay focused in the base medrash, because there's so much chupla going on. You then like all commentator and everything, like you forget about what the ikar is. Some people say about coming to yeshiva Dakota, they're like, oh, such a distraction. The answer is no. If you understand that yeshiva is yeshiva, oh, the outside is just a nice coming attraction, nice air and sound and light show, whatever it is. But here's the focus. Vayiam kimitonim rab ez neshem, Hashem is upset. Vativar bam eish Hashem. The question, the eish of the ta'ava. But then what does it say? They ask, zacharnu tadaga, they remember all the... What does it say? Vata nafshenu yivesha ein kol bilti el haman einenu. Right, it's not just Stam they're asking for basar. It's that they're einayim already once they left. They're einayim, there's something faulty with how they were seeing things. The Rashash talks about in Yoma that as much as the man could taste like any type of mil... What is it called? Milet finion? What is that what it's called?
Filet
mignon, right? Filet mignon. It could taste like the greatest entrecote steak out there. Nice liver. Givaldic. But they couldn't see it. There was a problem with their seeing. And therefore what happens? Not only do they start complaining, but if you continue going in the parsha, so then what's the answer to that? The answer at the end of the parsha is what? Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Hayar Hashem Tiksar Atat Tireh. Hayikracha dvarim lo. Right, he brings the Shivimish. And what happens through there? You have the Nevi'im. Okay, and then Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the Nevi'im? The Nevi'im's role is to help people to see properly. To be able to see HaKadosh Baruch. What's the Nevi'im? The Nevi'im is to be able to give tochacha that way. To be able, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what they talk about. Aspaklaria mi'ira. This is lo mi'ira. And the end of the parsha is what? But Tadaber Miriam Aaron b'Moshe, not understanding that role. Not understanding that role. Which means that Vayisu Mehar Hashem, as much as all the preparation to properly continue the Har Sinai experience, you have to make sure that you're training your vision properly, having the right and the call properly, because unfortunately there's so many distractions out there that could take you from what? Take you from seeing things properly. And therefore what? Hashem says, you know what the fix is? The fix is you're having the Nevi'im. Nevi'im, you could say, is the Asel Harav. Right? You have to make sure that as you leave, that Har Hashem, it doesn't mean that the Torah is over. It's no Siman Achnu. We're supposed to be going straight to Eretz Yisrael. But because of that mistaken vision, that's where the miracle comes and everything totally unravels. So on a certain level, tremendous, this parsha, I don't think is the complaining. I think that's too simplistic. I think it's being able to know that that we were supposed to prepare ourselves properly through understanding, and that's what I think the deeper message of when Toso says, Kitino kaboreach mi beit ha-sefer, it's not different than what Rashi was saying. It's just being able to properly prepare yourself as you move ahead to be strong, and that you really could have had a Kabbalah Satorah straight to come to Eretz Yisrael. A lot of practical messages for us as we're starting to prepare to leave Yeshiva, to know how to, when we are leaving Derech Hashem, to make sure that we feel it's not just complaining, but it's a matter of a shlichut. It's a matter of being able to know what is my mission, and only then you can then continue to have the proper perspective on how to continue growing, not just sustaining, but growing as you leave Yeshiva. Adkan.